Norton said Janssen has to reach out and provide services to a growing non-white population.
35% of our population is non-white. Most of those are Hispanic. Most of those are from Mexico. And I'd say the vast majority of the adults are not documented, and most of the children are. And so it just, again, the example I give is I have a four-year-old daughter, and when she starts kindergarten next year, she will be a minority in her class. And it's something you don't see when you walk around Jackson. You see a bunch of white people walking around, but we've got a really strong and passionate minority group here.
She said that ICE officers have been in town a couple of times and the impact has been brutal.
I mean, we've seen families ripped apart. We've seen people get dragged out of their businesses where they worked when they had no criminal record. So it really has scared people tremendously. And it scared the adults, but it scared the children even more. There's a recent study that a local nonprofit put out called 122, and they worked with, you know, a lot of the families that are sort of barely making it. But what that study showed us is that the effect on the children is tremendous. And it's children just being scared all the time. And these are children who are U.S. citizens.
Concerning housing, she said their goal is to house 65% of their workforce within the town. Right now, they're housing 57%, and it's trending up by 3 or 4% from a few years ago.
We've done a pretty extensive needs assessment. We understand that based on our job growth, which is at 3.5% annually, we need about 200 to 280 units every year for the workforce. They don't all have to be deed restricted, but a mix of rental, a mix of ownership. We're creating jobs. We're losing workers to retirement.
She said she has her own personal example of how retirement affects the housing stock.
My example is always my in-laws. They retired. My in-law is a CPA. She retired a few years ago. My father-in-law will retire next year. He's the president of an engineering firm. When they retire, the people who take their jobs will not be able to buy their house and will be looking for a place to live. And their house will then convert from a workforce unit to a non-workforce unit. They will still, I'm sure, be giving back to the community and important to our community character, but in terms of that workforce number, we lose that unit. And then when they go to sell it, it probably won't sell to somebody in the workforce.
Norton said the city's trying to follow the three P's for solutions. They will purchase land for housing, partner with private entities to build housing, and preserve units that already exist.
And that may be through, different approaches, down payment assistance, restrictions, purchasing restrictions on units, converting ownership units to rentals for the town or the county employees. So really, there's no silver bullet, unfortunately.
The issue even brought a demonstration to town hall in reaction to a proposed hotel project.
And it was a great mix of, again, white, non-white individuals in the community. They marched on town hall in the rain, over 100 people demanding, I think their tagline was houses, not hotels, asking the elected officials to, at least when something like a hotel gets developed, to require that they build housing. And I'd say that the council has responded to that and in our new mitigation rates that they, against some pushback from the business community, but they held firm, and there was an attempt on a referendum of those new mitigation rates that failed, which I think is a reflection of a lot of the public outreach that was done and certainly the public sentiment that is, new businesses, they need to mitigate for the employees they're creating.
April Norton, Director of Affordable Housing for Janssen, Wyoming. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.